Zvachim per ches mishnah base 8:3 more mix-ups with korbanos, and here you have an asham shnis arev bishlamim, an asham, a guilt offering which gets mixed up with the shlamim, a peace offering. So the good news is the asham and shlamim both have the same blood of Odah. They both are shnayim shnayim arba. The blood is splashed in the two corners, northeast and southwest. But there are other problems which make the asham essentially more strict than the shlamim. The asham must be slaughtered in the northern area of the Azara, whereas the Shlamim need not. Ashams eaten only by Kohanim in the Azara on one day, whereas the Shlamim is eaten by anybody, even anyone in Yerushalayim, and it could be on 2 days. So the Shlamim is more lenient. The question is, can you just essentially treat them both as in the strict way? So you treat them both with the same blood of Oda, Shnayin Shnayin Arba, and when you the eating parts, you'll say, listen, we'll eat this in the stricture of the Asham, and then everything will be fine. The only thing is, when you bring the offering itself, you'll just have in mind, if this is meant to be an asham, it's an asham, if it's meant to be a shlam, it's a shlamim. You just have that condition spoken out, and that's fine. So, is that okay? It's going to be a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says yes, and the Chacham say no. The Chacham say it's not okay. Now, why would the Chacham say it's not okay? What can go wrong? You did the blood right, you ate the meat right. There's no problem with eating a shlamim only by Kohanim, eating it only in the one day, eating it only in the Azara. So, what's the problem? So the answer is, there's a separate issue governing this Mishnah, at least according to the Chacham and the Halacha, which is, you're not allowed to do things which limit the amount of, which increase the likelihood of you having leftover meat. The likelihood of you transgressing the Isra of Lina, leaving over the meat, and therefore it coming to be nosar and needing to be burned. So, although it's possible to treat this suffix shlamim as being a with the strictures of an asham, the problem is that would mean you essentially are making it only eaten by Kohanim, so you have fewer people to consume it, and you're giving them less time because it's 1 day instead of 2 days, and therefore it's more likely this meat will come to become nosar, and the rabbi says you're not allowed to do that, and therefore you can't go about that approach. Inside the Mishnah says, asham shnis arv b'shlamim, you have these two animals, one's an asham, guilt offering, kachim kachim, mixed up with the shlamim, that's the peace offering, kachim kalim. So says the Tanakama, and this is the Halacha, this is the Chacham Shita, Yiru Ad Shistavu, it's simple, you let them both graze, let them both get their moment, you redeem them both, you pay the greater of the two, and you do it all again, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, no problem. Rabbi Shimon says, what's the problem? Shneim Yishchatu B'tzafon, just slaughter them in the with the stricture of the Asha, I mean only in the northern part of the Azara, V'yechlu K'chamar Shebhen, and eat them in a way that satisfies the strictures of both, meaning everything you can do in terms of eating to Hashem, you could do with the Shlamim, so what's the problem? Amru lo, the rabbi said, no. Ein mevi'in kadshim lebeisa psul. We don't do things which increase the possibility of us not eating the meat in time and therefore being forced to have no sar meat that has to be burned. Okay? That's the halach, like the chachamim, Tanakama, and really that has actually impacts even our lives, b'zman hazeh, which is unusual for Zvachim, certainly. Because, for example, we don't bring a korban todah on Erev Pesach because the window is small and you'll have chametz loaves, the 10 chametz loaves that can't be eaten on Pesach. So therefore, we don't allow a todah to be brought on Erev Pesach. Similarly, you can't bring a todah or other korbanos that are eaten on Erev Yom Kippur, because again, you bring your, let's say you bring your shlamim or you bring your todah on Erev Yom Kippur. The problem is you can't eat it that night because it's already Yom Kippur. Therefore, it's not allowed to be brought in the first place, and that's the din. And therefore, there's a custom when we say mizmor le todah or mizmor le soda in the Pesukei de Zimra every day, we skip it on Erev Pesach. We skip it on Erev Yom Kippur because you wouldn't be bringing a korban todah on those days. So that actually has a halacha lemaisa ramifications. Now the Mishnah continues like with a new paragraph. We're moving away from animals getting mixed up, and now we have nisarvu chatichos b'chatichos, pieces of meat. So you have two lamb chops, okay? One is from a asham and one is from a shlamim, but they're not the animals. They're just the lamb chops, which are to be eaten, okay? Pieces of meat. And these pieces are significant enough that they're at least midirabanan, not batel. They can't lose their identity because they're too chashuv, too significant. So now what do you do? The problem is, let's just say, for example, if it is, says the Mishnah inside, nisarvu chatichos b'chatichos, kadshe kadshim b'kadshim kalim. If your case is you have, let's say, asham and shlamim lamb chops mixed up together, so that's going to be easy enough. Here you could eat it with the strictures of the asham, meaning only the kohanim eat it only in 1 day, only in the in the Azara, and it'll be fine. And similarly, ha'nechal niyom echad b'nechal l'shnei yamim, if you have meat which is can be eaten over one day, which is, again, like an asham, for example, or for that matter, a toda, that's mixed, let's say toda, that gets mixed up with shnei yamim, with, let's say, a shlamim, over 2 days. So again, you can just treat it strictly and eat all the meat in one day, so it doesn't, whatever meat it was, is not past any deadlines. Yechlu kechamer shevehen, eat them according to the stricture of both, and that's simple enough. The point of our mission is, there's no great genius in that line of the mission. The point is, since the first half of the mission said, we don't allow you to sort of treat them as stricture of both, that's because when it came to whole animals, an entire, you know, a shlamim getting mixed up with an asham, or whatever, so then we have a plan B. The plan B is essentially yirah shitstavu, let them graze until they get a mum, and then redeem the kedushin, start again. Obviously, once there are lamb chops, there's nothing you can do. Just if you wait till tomorrow, it'll all be, anyways, all nosar. So therefore, eat it all today, so nothing ends up being wasted, nothing has the isur of lina, and I just have to eat it all strictly to make sure that whichever of the lamb chops is the one that has the shorter window or the more restricted consumption, because it's kachay kachim, it's eaten according to those strictures. So that's, again, no problem, and that'll be the din lahalacha.